My name is Evan Norman.
Ryan Gaynor.
And my name is Gallus Cavana. We're from Lucan Community College and we're performing at the Waltons Music for Schools finalist in the National Concert Hall. We've been in the same music class since TY and we just kind of started playing music together for practicals and stuff like that, and then we were introduced to this competition. We thought we had to take part.
I played the sax in the group. I've been playing it for 5 years. My dad was very interested in jazz and would play it for us a lot. And once my brother started, I wanted to join him because I just thought it was really cool.
I'm actually the singer and I play a bit of guitar. I've been singing since probably the age of like 6 or 7, primary school choirs and church choirs and stuff like that. So it's kind of been in my life for a while. So we're performing 2 songs. One's called Simple Step by Wolfpack, and then the other one's Last One Standing by the Monophonics. We're playing them because like the theme is music moves, and obviously one song is called Simple Step. The first line is about moving the body. And then Last One Standing, that's just a song that we learned together. It's moved us as a band or a group in a way. So that's why we thought those were the perfect songs for this.
We kind of wanted a different approach to how most schools do it. And we have it as more of a traditional style band rather than an orchestra and choir.
It's nice that every year, as we go older in the school, we see more of the younger students coming in and joining the music. And I feel like that's because like when we perform or they see us perform, they realise how fun it is and how much we actually enjoy it. And I think they want to be a part of that.
My name is James.
My name is Darcy, and we're from Longford, St. Teresa's Canoe National School. We're here today for Music for Schools because our teacher, Miss Fox, she signed us up for it, and we sent in a video of us showing like all of our talents in music and the joy we show for music, and we got through into the next round to come here.
I started playing the inland pipes when I was about 10. It's a very haunting sound. I played the tin whistle when I was younger and I just wanted to move on.
I'm also doing ballet, and we all have a little like percussion instrument that we play. We start off with James playing the inland pipes, and 2 girls from our school, Roisin and Ava, are Irish dancing to it. And then Gwen starts with a rain stick, and we start with percussion making a storm.
My name is Gwen. I play the rain stick. The most important thing is don't let it fall.
My name is Mia. I play the rattle.
It's exciting to be a part of it. I really enjoy playing music because it's just a really natural talent, and
like it's very fun to sing and play an instrument to show yourself what you can do.
My name's Patrick.
My name's Sky.
We're up from Longford.
It's a bit of crack. I played the tin whistle. When I started, I was 7. It's nerve-wracking because when you're playing in front of loads of people, if you mess up, people might hear it and then you might feel embarrassed. So it's very scary. It's worth having a go.
Hi, Carmel Corr from St. Teresa's National School in Killow in County Longford. We decided to enter the competition because we could see the benefits of music for the children in our school, how it improved their self-esteem and their confidence. And then when we saw the RT Lyric FM competition, we said it'd be an ideal opportunity to showcase some of the talents that we have in our class. It's so good for them. I can see their confidence growing. I can see the friendships forming. I can just see every day they're happier because they're playing music. A lot of practice, a lot of rehearsals. We're very lucky that we have kids who are very enthusiastic, which is very, very important. We've been doing rehearsals at break times, after school, since September really, and we started a choir in our school last year, so it's really kind of come up. It's a great opportunity for children to get up on a stage and perform in front of others, something that a lot of kids never get to do, and it has really, really improved everyone's happiness in our school, so everyone should do it.
My name's Anna, I'm from St. Mary's Secondary School in Macroom.
My name is Rachel and I'm also from St. Mary's Secondary School. Today I am playing the guitar. I've always had an interest in music. I've been playing the guitar for about 5 years now. and it's just always stuck out to me. My granddad sung, my mom sings as well, and it's just always running the family, really.
I play piano, but we're singing in this. It's part of our school choir. I suppose we've been part of our school choir since we were in first year. Music has always been kind of a huge part of our lives, and it's something we both love. We've always done it together. Like, it's a great group of friends. Like, even, I suppose, we were up at 5 a.m. this morning to get up here, and just the vibes in the bus, we all have so much fun together. We all get on great. I suppose we all share a common interest in music. And when you're together and you're singing in a group, it's like, whether you're in unison or harmony, we're all together, and it feels more powerful. There's something about just being with people, and it's people you know and people you have fun with.
When the silence isn't quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe.
Months of preparation have gone into this. Rehearsals over Easter as well, we've gotten together. Even though we've no school, we've put in the dedication to make an effort to come in, and it's all coming together now, I suppose.
Well, we have 3 songs kind of put together. I suppose the theme of Music Moves, we've kind of taken it and gone with it can move you emotionally or physically, whatever sort of way. And just a bit of a selection, trad and kind of pop music all put together. I think it's a great outlet. It's something, you know, just to even let out an emotion. Like, if you play an instrument, just something you can work on, some personal skill that you have, and it's something you can turn to no matter what you're feeling. There's always, for me anyway, there's always a piano sitting there that I can take out my anger on. Like, I know it's so random, but the Formula One theme tune on piano, it's a very good one. Or else Adele, Easy on Me, that's another one. They're my go-tos.
Taylor Swift has always been a big part. Like, there's just a lot of emotion in the songs, and whether they're angry or just happy, there's always a way. And the Cranberries also, which we're performing today. Taken a lot to get here in the first place, and it's just a great achievement on its own, but it would just mean even more to win it. It'd be great
to win it for our music teacher who's put it together. I think that would be, it would mean the world to us, even just for her. She's put so much into this, like, and it's insane seeing her do it.
My name is John Martirosi, and I'm co-director of the Walton's RTE Lyric FM Music for Schools, and we're here today for the gala finalist concert, which is the culmination of the 2024 competition. We wanted to incentivize schools to develop or to expand their music programs, and to reward schools for creative music making. It's something that we feel is extremely important, and we had great support from Walton's Music as well along the way, and RT Lyric FM has certainly stepped in to help us in a very important way. So we've had hundreds of schools enter the competition, and at this point schools from all 26 counties have entered the competition, which is fantastic. This year we had schools from 19 counties enter, and on our website it lists the very highly commended schools in addition to the finalists, and there are dozens of those every year, so it is a huge number, and there's been great interest in the competition all over the country. Music is hugely important for reasons outside of music as well as musical reasons. Children who are involved in music perform better on standard tests. It encourages a self-discipline. It encourages a sense of achievement. Like sports, I think it's something outside of the academic sphere that students can excel in. And I think it's a very important element that should be in place in all schools. Unfortunately, it isn't in all schools, but we're certainly encouraging that. For both primary and post-primary schools. Everyone enjoys and listens to music of all types. We've certainly been open to all genres of music in the competition.
My name is Kira. I'm from Lockney National School.
My name's Caitlin. We're playing a few songs mixed together. All Is Found, Hit the Road Jack, Can't Hold Us, and Viva La Vida, The Butterfly.
I'm Annie. I'm actually on the kazoo. I really like it. You just kind of sing the note into the kazoo and you kind of hum as well at the same time, and it makes a really cool sound.
My name's Aoife. I play the flute and tin whistle. Well, I started the tin whistle when I was 5 or 6, and I started the flute when I was maybe 9, nearly 10. I really like the tune, The Butterfly.
Hi, my name is Jessie. I play the flute, tin whistle and ukulele, and I'm playing like a mix of tunes also. I really enjoy playing music and I really like it.
My name is Eva, so I'm a supporter
and I wasn't picked to do it, but if I was in it, I would have been doing tin whistle, guitar, kazoo and singing. In our school, everyone plays music. We have to get up at 5 this morning because we're coming from Ennis and County Clare. It's so worth it.
From birth to death, in times of sadness and in joy. Wherever there are people, there is music. No matter what difficulties we experience, music has the power to move us. Music is its own language and moves everyone, both physically and emotionally.
It's like right from your soul into the sound. The realest like form of expression.
I think it's lovely and calming, and I really enjoy music.
Whether you play music on your own, you can always join a group, you can always find a session no matter where you go, and it's a community at the end of the day.
When you're on stage, it's a thrill you'll never forget. There's nothing better than it.
You get this like feeling of like nearly like a ascension, like it's sick. Oh, when you get that, you get that one, like you're in that flow, it's just, oh, that it's amazing. No, there's nothing like it. There's seriously nothing like it.
I think kids should take part in music because it's very interesting and fun.
It's my favourite like thing to do. It's like my favourite hobby. Just even today, even though we're so early into the day, we've just already had so much fun today. It's just a really great hobby to have.
This is Anne.